The Ex-Husband is Vengeful. Chapter 201. Inside the factory office, Leon and Ariel met the factory manager Guido Boyd. He was a slightly chubby middle-aged man and dressed himself up in a business suit. Guido had a hand in the factory's day-to-day operations, overseeing many processes including production, shipment, and quality inspection. He was part of the company's top management, and might even be considered one of the big shots. However, Leon and Ariel were high-ranking individuals that the head office sent to inspect the factory, and they were also the people in charge of cooperating with the WIC group. Ariel, in particular, was considered a powerful figure among the head office's top ranks, so Guido had to be extra careful around them. "Miss Summers, Mr. Wolf, let me show you two around the workshop," Guido offered respectfully. "It's fine, Mr. Boyd. Mr. Wolf and I are here on an informal visit. We're just going to have a look at the situation here. You can proceed with your usual duties instead of tacking us to the workshop yourself. Just have someone take us there," Ariel gave him a curt smile.
"I see. Well, that's fine too." Guido pondered for a moment and then called the person in charge of the workshop's production management. The person in charge's name was Stanley Wallace. At 37 or 38 years old, his medium bulletin, illed and slightly tanned skin made him look like someone with a lot of skill and work exp. Arians. "Miss Summers, Mr. Wolf, this is Stanley Wallace, the head of our factory's workshop," Guido briefly introduced. "Stanley, these two right here are Miss Summers and Mr. Wolf from the head office. See? Old you, please take them to the workshop for me and let them have a look at the situation. And there," Guido ordered. "We appreciate your help, Mr. Wallace," Leon smiled politely.
"You're being too polite, Mr. Wolf. This is my duty. Please come with me," Stanley replied respectfully. He then brought Leon and Ariel to the workshop. There were stringent requirements in place for entering the cosmetics production workshare. Op. One would usually need to wear a clean room suit, a hat, gloves, and a mask. It was the first time that Leon ever saw such a thing, and it took him some effort to put everything on. After entering the workshop, Stanley led Leon and Ariel to see each process. Since they were wearing clean room suits and the like, their identities were well hidden. No attention was drawn to them because no one knew who they were or what they were there for. After observing the entire process, Leon had a general understanding of how the product was produced and refined, thus achieving the purpose of their trip. The three walked out of the workshop together. Leon and Ariel took off all the protective gear and prepared to leave. "Wait a moment, me. S.S. Summers," Stanley called out but then did not continue his sentence. "Is something the matter, Mr. Wallace? Do you need anything?" Ariel asked curiously. Stanley hesitated for a moment, but he soon appeared to have made up his mind to tell her and said heightfully, "Miss Summers, there's something I need to let you know about. It's regarding your raw materials. The raw materials used in our factory are generally of very high quality. Why?
but it seems to have been downgraded a little since the company replaced its new raw materials not too long ago. The rate of refinement for raw materials was as high as 70% to 80% in the past, but the new batch of raw materials has declined to only about 60%, he continued. This doesn't only increase the company's production costs and causes a lot of unnecessary waste. It also reduces our employees' productivity, which then causes a decrease in our salary bonuses, Stanley explained the situation in detail, noting that the 10% reduction of their refining rate caused a drop to about 80% to 90% of the previous daily production efficiency. Santa's here. Open your presents. Chapter 202. Part of the Elegante Group's salary package was a performance bonus, and Beck, as the production capacity failed to reach the previous requirements, the performance bonus would be halved. It would mean that the salary of a low level employee would be reduced by about $150 monthly for no good reason, so it was natural for everyone to complain about it. Stanley's reasons for letting Ariel know were twofold. On one hand, he felt that the raw materials were not as good as before, and on the other hand, he also had his employees' best interests in mind. Problems, you say? Well, all procurement of raw materials and the production tariff are under the sole purview of Mr. Mercer. You can report this matter to Mr. Boyd or directly to Mr. Mercer. I'm sorry I can't be of more help, Ariel Fr. Owned. Stanley smiled wryly. I'll be frank with you, Miss Summers. I've already reported this to Mr. Boyd, but he's never given me a direct answer. Mr. Mercer, on the other hand, is a high-level leader of the company who rarely comes down here. It's not easy for a small-time workshop manager like me to meet him. Stanley paused briefly before pleading with her, Miss Summers, you're one of the top executives of the company. You have great power, and I'm begging you to find a way to help those lower level guys. Please. You have to do something. I'm afraid my hands are tied. Ariel felt that there was nothing she could do. As a senior executive of the company's powerful faction, she knew some inside information regarding the raw materials. In the past, the companies that supplied raw materials to the Elegante Group were two medium-sized chemical companies in Springfield City. Due to the rapid development of the Elegante Group in the past 2 years, the production capacity of those two medium-sized chemical companies was insufficient to meet the Elegante Group's needs. Ashvin went on a business trip to source partners for new raw materials, which the company was using then. Although the quality of the new source was not as good as before, the price is relatively lower. Therefore, the trade offs between those two factors had little effect on the production cost of the comp. Any. Simply put, it had nothing to do with Ashvin on a personal level and everything to do with the company's development. Besides, the matter was under Ashvin's jurisdiction, and Ariel had no right to intervene. Unless she could find a better raw material manufacturer, she would only bring trouble upon herself if she exceeded her authority and intervenes in Ashvin's affairs.
Is there no way to solve this? Stanley was frustrated and desperate. He knew th. At $150 or so might be nothing for top executives like Ariel, but it was very important to many of the low-level employees, the majority of whom might have to tighten their belts to live in O'Rider to save more than $150 of living expenses every month. Don't worry, Mr. Wallace. I'll do my best to help. Leon could not bear to see everything, and decided to take the initiative to offer his help. Having come from the bottom-most rungs of society, he had a hard life and knew how important that little bit of money was to those ordinary employees. You? Are you serious, Mr. Wolf? Stanley looked at Leon with equal parts surprise and suspicion. There was a bit of contempt in his words. He knew that Leon was nothing more than the president's secretary and that Secreta Rise had no real power and usually only did odd jobs. They were not even categorized as the company's middle management. If a high-level figure like Ariel was unwilling to intervene in this matter, Stanley wondered just where a small secretary like Leon would get the guts to do so. I should advise you not to underestimate Mr. Wolf. He's the highest ranked person in charge when it comes to all matters involving cooperation with the WIC group. I am only his deputy. The products currently produced by our factory are all supplied to the WIC group. Whether it is raw materials and PR production issues or shipments and quality inspections, Mr. Wolf has full authority over them, Ariel asserted. Chapter 203. Ariel might have no right to interfere with matters involving Ashvin, but Leon, being the person in charge of cooperating with the WIC group, had the right to intervene in any issue relating to the products being supplied. No. Any of his actions could be construed as exceeding his authority. What? Stanley was dumbfounded. He never dreamed that a small-time secretary like Leon would wield such great authority, to the extent that a higher ranked figure like Ariel was working under him. It was incredible, and it was also the first time he heard of such an amazing secret. Terry. Don't worry, Mr. Wallace. I'll relay your message to Miss Young Word. Word later, and I'll try my best to help everyone get the benefits they deserve, Leon pledged sincerely. Thank you, Mr. Wolf. Thank you so much, Stanley was overjoyed. He grabbed Leon's hand excitedly, shook the latter's hand with a bow, and was grateful. You're too kind, Mr. Wallace. This is how it ought to be, Leon said with a smile. Stanley did what he did for the sake of the employees under him, proving that he was one of those rare and ethical leaders. It was such an attitude that earned Leon's respect. When Ariel saw Leon agree so willingly, she opened her mouth to say something, but stopped herself from doing so. If I may, Mr. Wolf, Stanley said, there's one more thing I'd like to bring up to you. I've worked with the company for nearly 10 years, and I've witnessed the rapid growth and development of the company in the past 2 years. Although I'm not that capable in many respects, I still have experience in the production and refining of cosmetics. Stanley then continued, somewhat hesitantly, I've done some careful study and found out that the amalgamation of raw materials will proceed more smoothly as long as some substances that are conducive to the process are added during the refinement. The refining efficiency can be increased too. In addition, many high-end cosmetics on the market have popularized cosmeceuticals. I think adding so many herbs will not only benefit the extraction efficiency but also enhance the effect of the cosmetics. Cosmeceuticals? That's a good suggestion. It's at least worth a shot. Leon's eyes lit up. He had a couple of bold ideas after being reminded by Stanley. To tell you the truth, Mr. Wolf, those are all just ideas, and I haven't tried them out yet. After all, failure might probably cause the company to suffer huge losses. Stanley scratched his head in embarrassment. He was not part of the company's research and development team, and he was far from the definition of a professional in many aspects. He merely summed up some ideas based on his years of experience without really knowing whether hay would be effective or not. Not to worry. Leave that practical stuff to me. I have a way. Leon smiled. Having joined the company not too long ago, he knew little about the production, refining, and processing of cosmetics. However, his medical skills were rather good, and he knew the effects of various herbs like the back of his hand. Stanley, meanwhile, had a wealth of experience with the entire cosmetic production process and knew everything in intimate detail. Should Leon join forces with Stanley and draw on their respective strengths to complement each other, they could help the company increase refining efficiency and develop more effective cosmeceuticals. Are you crazy, Leon? If the company wants to make an innovation, it needs to go through a careful analysis and repeated research by the people in our R&D department. The process itself will take at least several months. It's not something to be completed in a short period. You can't just try it out on a whim. Ariel glared at Leon angrily and felt that he simply had nothing better to do than to make a mess out of the situation. I'm not crazy, Leon retorted. Chapter 204. Don't worry. I'm quite confident about this. You said it yourself. That Miss Young has given me a lot of authority over this issue, and I have the final say when it comes to the WIC Group's products. Since she has placed her trust in me, it falls upon me to meet her expectations. Leon smiled excitedly. Although the company's research and development department was filled with professionals, they were pampered employees who merely sit in the office all day. It was hopeless to count on them to have the necessary knowledge for things that it mattered. And counting on the experienced Stanley would be much better. More importantly, Leon had full confidence in his medical skills, and the only thing he lacked at the moment was an understanding of the various aspects of the product. Stanley was just the right perfect to complement him in areas in which he did not have the requisite knowledge. You're reading too much into Iris's statement. I give up. Ariel gritted her teeth with anger. She did not think that a layman like Leon would be able to help the company increase its refining efficiency or produce better cosmeceuticals, especially when he Just joined the company not too long ago. It was simply unrealistic. However, Ariel decided that she might as well let Leon do what he wanted and give it a try. After all, Leon would give up if he eventually hit a wall. All she had to do was remain by Leon's side at all times and prevent Leon from causing any huge losses to the company. Mr. Wallace, let's go back into the workshop to have another look. I'd appreciate it if you could explain everything to me in detail and share your ideas with me as well, Leon said with a smile. The three of them then put on their clean room clothes and returned to the workshop. The afternoon passed with Leon and Ariel spending their entire time in the workshop. With Stanley's detailed explanation, Leon gradually had a rough idea of how to solve the situation. The final piece of the jigsaw was putting the idea into practice. After leaving the workshop, Leon and Ariel walked toward the parking place. Are you out of your mind, Leon? You agreed to help solve the issue of employee performance bonuses and you're going to develop cosmeceuticals? Are you on some kind of mission to piss Ashvin off? Ariel glared at Leon angrily. The first of those two issues were related to raw materials, while the other was related to production, both were under Ashvin's purview. By taking the initiative to interfere without getting Ashvin's permission, Leon was practically challenging Ashvin's authority. It was almost certain that Ashvin would explode with rage after finding out what happened. I just want to help our lower-level employees. It's not my intention to offend Ashvin on purpose, and I have no control over him. If he misunderstands my intentions. Leon shrugged. Ashvin was his rival in love and they were each other's adversaries. After what happened at the banquet the previous night, Ashvin probably already hated him to the core. Ashvin would probably still hold a grudge against him regardless of whether or not he provoked Ashvin, so in that vein, there was no reason for him to be afraid of Ashvin. I know you mean well, but Ariel refused to move on and showed the desire to continue persuading Leon. However, he interrupted her before she could even finish speaking. No buts. Let's be honest, both refining efficiency and bonuses are interlinked. As long as efficiency can be increased and better cosmeceuticals can be developed, the problem of employee bonuses reduction can be easily solved. I've already promised Mr. Wallace that I'll do my best to help him with this. I'll do what I say and I won't give up that easily, Leon said firmly. The reason why the lower level employees' performance bonuses were halved was that the new sources of raw material were not as good as that of previous raw materials, thus leading to a decrease in the efficiency of refinement. Chapter 205. If the new sources of raw materials can be refined better and thus return to previous levels, everyone would get their performance bonuses once more. In addition, the successful production of cosmeceuticals with better effects would raise the quality of the Elegante Group's products, with their mid- to high-end products becoming first-class luxury products. When the company's revenue increases, the salaries and benefits of the employees would increase accordingly, thus killing two birds with one stone. You may have a point, but it's very difficult to increase the refining efficiency and develop these cosmeceuticals. To be precise, Saying that it's very difficult is an understatement. It's virtually impossible to do unless there's some sort of miracle, Ariel said, unhappily. She felt that talking to him was like talking to a brick wall, and nothing she said could convey the message clearly to him. How would you know that there won't be a miracle if you don't try it? Don't worry, I'm very confident about this, and I guarantee that there won't be any problems. Leon patted his chest and said confidently. If other brands could develop cosmeceuticals, there was no reason why the Elegante Group could not, especially in light of his superb medical skills. Stanley's detailed explanation earlier enlightened him on many aspects, and his confidence grew even more. Do you honestly think I'll believe you? You're dreaming too big. Ariel chastised him a little angrily. Let's just wait and see if you don't believe me. Leon shrugged and got onto his motorcycle. Sure. Show me your miracles then, boy. If you can't do it, I'm going to teach you a good lesson for wasting my time. Ariel fumed, then got into the car and sat behind Leon, and the two left the factory together. After getting off work, Leon rode his motorcycle to the largest herbal store and bought a lot of medicines in bags. He was preparing to develop some cosmeceuticals, and herbs were an indispensable part of it. However, he did not need much and only bought certain herbs because it was still in the experimental stage. Once he successfully developed the cosmeceuticals, the company would have to purchase large amounts of herbs. When it came to that, he could easily source them from the shears. Every single detail was worked out in his mind. He did so much for Iris. Back at Dragon Bay Villas, Iris was already home when Leon returned. Upon seeing him with plenty of stuff in various bags, Iris asked in surprise, "What's in those bags, Leon?" "Oh, these? Just some herbs," Leon said curtly. Iris pondered over what he said and immediately realized what she was talking about. "Leon, Ariel already told me about your twofold plan to increase the efficiency of raw material refinement, in addition to the research and development of cosmeceuticals. Are you serious about this?" She seemed to find it rather odd. As the company president, she was well aware of how difficult those two things were, and she also knew that it was an almost impossible task. When she first heard about it from Ariel, she thought that Leon was simply saying that on a whim. It never occurred to her that Leon would be determined to make it work. He would only be asking for trouble if he set about doing it. "Of course. Why wouldn't I be serious? I'm not the kind of person who speaks without thinking," Leon said sternly. He thought to himself, "Honestly, I'm only working this hard for you. Not for the company. You should just forget about it. It's too difficult. Leave it to those in the R&D department to do research. You're also the person in charge of cooperating with the WIC group. It's a very task in itself, so it's best for you not to waste your effort on other stuff." Chapter 206. After saying that, Iris paused and added, "I know you did this to help some of the lower level employees, so let me offer a suggestion. I'll have a word with Mr. Mercer later and ask him to Lower the factory's production capacity standards so that the performance bonuses will not be affected.
No. Iris, I know that the subject of raw materials has been troubling you a lot. Even if the production capacity standard was lowered, it's a stop-gap solution that doesn't address the root cause.
I want to share your burdens. Leon said, summoning up his courage.
You, Iris was stunned, and an indescribable warmth surged into her heart.
Leon's guess was right, the issue of raw materials was indeed one of her constant troubles.
The rapid development of the company in the past 2 years, coupled with the insufficient supply of raw materials, left her no choice but to let Ashvin go on a business trip to source new partners who could provide the raw materials. She knew that the quality of the new supply was not as good, but she resigned herself to just grit her teeth and accept it. Of course, if Leon was capable of increasing the refining efficiency of those new raw materials or developing cosmeceuticals that had better effects, her worries would be solved completely.
Leon, these are two very difficult ventures.
Are you sure? Iris's heart was moved. Even though she knew it was impossible, she could not help herself from placing her hopes on Leon.
I'm quite confident.
I'll do my best, Leon assured after some hesitation. He was incredibly confident in front of Ariel but found it a little difficult to replicate that same level of confidence with Iris. After all, he would be embarrassed to face Iris in the future if his venture failed. Making a fool of himself in front of the woman he loved was something he would want to avoid at all costs.
Okay. Do your best then. If you succeed, you would have contributed greatly to the company and will be rewarded well, Iris said, with a smile. She knew that there was a pretty slim chance of success and so did not take his words too seriously.
Reward? What reward? Is it like when you agreed to go sightseeing with me on Mist Cloud Mountain for 2 days?
Leon regained his energy all of a sudden. He was so full of vigor that one might think he just shot himself up with drugs.
In your dreams. After recalling what happened in Mist Cloud Mountain, Iris's pretty face turned red in an instant. She could still clearly remember that Leon helped her heal her foot injury up on Mist Cloud Mountain, in addition to carrying her up and down the mountain. He came into such intimate contact with almost every area of her body. If something similar happened, she dreaded to think about how much further Leon was going to go with her.
The point is, we'll talk once you've succeeded.
If you can't succeed, you might as well forget about it. Iris snorted slightly, then turned around and walked away calmly.
I still have a chance. Leon's eyes lit up, and his heart was filled with motivation.
After dinner, Leon left the villa and went all the way to the top of the mountain and out back. However, he went there for work and not for his energy refinement. He took out the jadeite tablet to activate the formation and then poured all his spiritual energy into the vegetation in the center. Once that was done, he descended the mountain and went back to the house to sleep. The following morning, Leon ascended the mountain in the wee hours. The air on the peak was exceptionally fresh, and the energy-infused vegetation was covered with little droplets of dew, which was exactly what Leon wanted.
After a night of nourishment by the energy convergence circle, the morning dew absorbed the spiritual energy of heaven and earth, and that together with the essence of the sun and moon absorbed at night and early morning, made the dew drops look particularly pure. Chapter 207. If those energy infused morning dew were added to the raw materials of cosmetics, it would greatly improve the effects of the resulting cosmeceutical and promote the better amalgamation of raw materials. Behold, the beauty of nature. Leon collected the morning dew into a container. Since the spiritual energy produced at night had been absorbed by the morning dew and there was no extra spiritual energy for him to refine, he had no choice but to go back down the mountain. Back in the company, Michael was having a heated chat with Ashvin, the latter's office. Ashvin happened to be the person in charge of raw material procurement, as well as production and processing, and the factory manager Guido Boyd was his subordinate. Leon stayed in the factory all day yesterday, where he made known his plans to increase the refining efficiency as well develop some cosmeceuticals. Guido realized that something was amiss and so reported it to Ashvin as soon as possible. Ashvin nearly blew up after hearing that. He knew that Iris had entrusted Leon with the cooperation involving the WIC group. And even though Leon was causing trouble under the guise of supplying products, he could only grit his teeth and endure everything despite his marked annoyance at Leon's actions. Leon is so full of himself. Raw materials and production are all under your jurisdiction. By acting arbitrarily without your permission, he's making it clear that he doesn't respect you at all, Michael said indignantly. That damned Leon. I underestimated him a little too much before. He's relying on what little authority that Miss Young gave him to sabotage my efforts in sourcing raw materials and overseeing production. He's quite an ambitious person, and it seems to me that he's trying to create opportunities to replace me. Ashvin slammed his hands on the table and stood up. His expression was the ugliest it had ever been. After all, he had just yesterday discussed with Michael about the plan to tamper with the product supply and give Leon a hard time. However, he never thought that Leon would have struck back before he could even unleash his first strike. Anyone could imagine the agony in his heart. Mr. Mercer, what should we do now? Raw materials have always been something that Miss Young frets over. If Leon is really able to increase the refining efficiency, solve the hidden issues of these raw materials, or even develop better cosmeceuticals, I'm pretty sure she'll value him even more, Michael spoke hesitantly. He knew very well Iris was most concerned about those two issues at the moment. If Leon was able to solve even one of those problems, his position in Iris's heart might be cemented even more, perhaps to the extent of being above Ashvin. It won't happen. Those two issues are exceedingly difficult to handle. He can't possibly solve it so easily. Besides, there are a lot of professionals in the company's R&D department who couldn't even do anything about it. How do you expect him to succeed when he's a loser who graduated from a third-rate university? Ashvin snorted coldly. You may be right, but it's always better to be safe than sorry. He's got a supporter in Ariel too. With her around, the two of them might just achieve something, Michael was still a little worried. Although he did not believe that Leon was capable of completing those two tasks, he could still improve some of the production. Problems with Ariel's help. That was not a good thing for Ashvin. That's a valid concern. We need to keep our guard up. Ashvin pondered for a while and soon came up with an idea.
I have a suggestion. Miss Young is going to chair a high-level meeting in half an hour. Perhaps you can give the director of the R&D department a heads up and get him to bring a motion at the meeting to stop Leon from interfering.
Chapter 208. Ashvin then continued, I'm going to contact a few senior executives and have them try to cooperate with the R&D department to put pressure on Leon. During the meeting, we'll all work together to stop Leon from getting his way.
Gotcha.
Michael nodded and strode out of the office. On the other side, Leon and Ariel were about to leave for the factory, but when they heard the news that Iris was holding a high-level meeting, they decided to put their plans aside and walk to the meeting room together. The company executives were already inside the meeting room when Leon and Ariel arrived. At that point, the clacking of heels was heard and Iris walked into the conference room with her secretary, Gracie. The originally noisy meeting room immediately fell silent as Iris went to the head seat and sat down. Since this is our routine meeting, I'd like all departments to present last month's progress reports and business reports. You can also raise any issues you might have, Iris said indifferently. Her expression was as cold and calm as ever. Miss Young, perhaps I can represent the finance department to kick things off, a shrewd 35 to 36-year-old young woman stood up. She was the director of the company's financial department, and she started the meeting by giving a detailed explanation of the previous month's financial expenditures. After the financial department's report was over, the directors of the other departments stood up one after another and reported their progress to Iris one by one before summarizing everything. Leon was a layman, and everything that was being presented there had nothing to do with him. Listening to them was like listening to a lecture in a foreign language, and he ended up falling asleep. If Iris did not specifically ask him to attend the meeting out of a desire to train him, the last thing he wanted was to sit through everything. Sometime later, the meeting finally came to an end. All right, today's meeting shall end here unless anyone has anything else to add, Iris announced. Upon seeing that the time was just right, Ashvin quietly gave the senior executives a little wink. There's something I'd like to bring up, Miss Young. I heard that you've entrusted Mr. Wolf with full responsibility for the cooperation between our company and the WIC group. May I ask if that's true? One of the executives stood up and asked.
That's right.
Iris nodded. We hope you can reconsider this decision, Miss Young. The WIC group is currently our company's largest client, and Mr. Wolf is just a newcomer who has just joined the company. It doesn't seem entirely appropriate for you to entrust such an important client to a rookie like him, especially since he is wholly responsible for everything, the executive raised his concerns.
I agree. In addition to bringing a rookie, he doesn't have the relevant credentials either.
I think it's a bit rash of you to assign such an important task to him, and we believe that you should retract his authority and re-evaluate your decision. Many senior executives echoed their sentiments and felt that Iris's arrangement was inappropriate. After all, the cooperation was related to the company's future and development. Leon was just a small secretary, a layman, no less, and that made it near impossible for him to possess the ability to take on such an important task. That's enough. I'm aware that Leon is lacking in his abilities, and it's rather demanding for him to take on such an important responsibility. However, I've arranged for Miss Summers to be his deputy, so I'm confident he'll be able to handle everything with Miss Summers's assistance, Iris said calmly. But everyone froze and looked at each other. Ariel's position in the company was several levels higher than Leon's, and none of the executives there would have imagined that Iris would let Ariel become Leon's subordinate. It was absolutely beyond belief. Chapter 209. Seeing as everyone was speechless, Ashvin had no choice but to speak up. Miss Young, we trust Miss Summers's ability beyond a shadow of a doubt, but dash. Iris, however, interrupted him before he could say anything, I don't want to hear any buts. It was Leon who secured the contract with the WIC group, so it stands to reason that this cooperation ought to be entrusted to him. The bottom line is this, I've already made up my mind, and all discussion about this matter is to end here. Iris slammed the table and made a final decision. All right. Ashvin's expression soured and he slumped back somewhat embarrassedly. He initially planned to join hands with several executives to put pressure on Leon and attempt to force Leon into relinquishing that authority. Little did he expect that Iris would value Leon so much more than he imagined, even to the extent of giving it her all to defend Leon and waste all of Ashvin's efforts. However, he was not one to give up so easily, so he quietly looked at George Proctor, the director of the Research and Development Department. George was a middle-aged man in his 50s with a medium fat build. He looked like he was the kind of guy who grew accustomed to living the high life. Miss Young, there's one more thing I'd like to discuss. George stood up, with his belly jutting out as a result. Yes, Mr. Proctor. What is it? Iris asked. Miss Young, I have no objection over your decision to let Mr. Wolf have full authority over the cooperation with the WIC group. However, nothing good can be done in absence of rules and regulations. I heard that Mr. Wolf went to the factory and intervened with the production and our department's hard work under the guise of supplying the products. This behavior is unethical. You need to stand up for the R&D department's people, Miss Young. George complained. He blinked his small eyes as if he suffered the worst humiliation. About that, a frown appeared on Iris's beautiful face. She knew about Leon's plan to increase the refining efficiency and develop cosmeceuticals, and his involvement in those matters which are not within his responsibility could be construed as exceeding his authority. Things would have been all fine and dandy if the people in the Research and Development Department turned a blind eye to it, but alas, the director decided to complain about it to her. As a result, Iris was put in a tight spot. Leon stood up and said, Mr. Proctor, I know that my behavior might have been inappropriate, and I sincerely apologize to everyone in the R&D department. However, we're all working for the same company, and I believe the research and development of cosmeceuticals are intrinsically linked to the company's benefits. All in all, there doesn't seem to be any conflict, considering that our goals are at the same. What do you mean there's no conflict? George shot back, first of all, you're shouldering a heavy responsibility as the person in charge of the cooperation with the WIC group. There are already a lot of important things for you to do, yet you're interfering with the affairs of the other departments. Such an act amounts to a dereliction of duty. Secondly, George added, meddling in the affairs of the R&D department is no different from Vihural Luj questioning our capabilities. You're implying that people in our department are incompetent. These two reasons should be enough. George sneered. The Elegante Group's research and development department was where the employees were paid the best despite their lesser burdens, which led to much criticism from the other departments. If Leon took over their duties, then what use would they be? More importantly, if Leon achieved what their department has never been able to do, the entire department would become the laughing stock of the entire company. He was never going to allow that to happen. Ariel was not pleased to hear that. I don't agree with your statement, Mr. Proctor. If I remember correctly, Miss Young approved a significant amount of research and development funding as early as half a year ago, all for your department to develop cosmeceuticals. Chapter 210. How long has it been since then without any signs of progress or updates from your end? Are you trying to stop others from succeeding in what you have failed to do? That's some desperado logic you have there. How dare you make such accusations? Who said that our R&D department has no results to show? We've made breakthroughs since the approval of funding and will be able to develop high-end cosmeceuticals soon. George became red with rage. How soon is soon? A month? A year? Ariel scoffed. George was irritated. It won't take that long. I can give you a guarantee that our R&D department will be able to launch 3 different cosmeceuticals within a week. A week? Really? Everyone was taken aback. No one expected that the R&D department would finally have something to show after months and months of practically zero achievements. That's great news. I didn't expect Mr. Proctor to drop that big of a revelation out of nowhere. Indeed. Our company is currently focusing on the higher spectrum of mid and cosmetics, but if our research helps us to produce better working cosmeceuticals, we might just be able to penetrate the high-end market. That's not all. The sales channel controlled by the WIC group is originally the high-end cosmetics market. Once our company reaches that standard, we'll have limitless potential for future development. Everyone was overjoyed and could not help themselves from giving George a thumbs up and heaping praise on them. Upon hearing everyone's compliments, George had a smug smile on his face and was even prouder as he puffed his stomach out. If you don't believe me, I'll give you my written word that our R&D department will launch the cosmeceuticals within a week. I'm a man of my word. George then continued, I have a request, however. Mr. Wolf must not be allowed to interfere in the affairs of our R&D department. We don't need a layman to tell us what to do. This, Iris was starting to feel convinced. Developing high-end cosmeceuticals could bring immense benefits to the company. And it was something she always aimed to do. However, she already promised Leon that she would let Leon try her best, which would make things awkward between her and Leon if she were to backtrack on her promise. Ashvin's practically burst into a gleeful smile when he saw that scene. He was well aware of the importance of high-end cosmeceuticals to the company's development, and he believes that Iris would eventually come to a compromise. The result was just as Ashvin expected. Iris hesitated for a moment and turned her gaze to Leon. Leon, since the R&D department has achieved good results, perhaps you can just leave it to them. Iris asked a little hesitantly. Compared to the professionals in that department, she felt that it would be difficult to rely on Leon, and she did not want Leon to waste his energy in vain. No. Launching three different cosmeceuticals in a week isn't enough. Miss Young, I can assure you that I'll develop at least 10 different cosmeceuticals in the same time frame, Leon said sincerely. Audible gasps could be heard as soon as Leon made that statement. Everyone was shocked, and an immediate uproar ensued. 10 cosmeceuticals in 1 week. Mr. Wolf, do you think this is child's play? You can't be serious. Exactly. It's incredibly difficult for a company to develop new products because doing so requires careful analysis and repeated experiments. It's not as easy as you think it is. Would it kill you not to bluff and brag, Mr. Wolf? Everyone voiced their opinions and ridiculed Leon while looking at him with contempt.